Let's sit down within these walls of zero judgments, share a bottle of wine, and talk about life. My name is Sissel, but my friends call me Sis, and I'm shamelessly open. Sis to Sis is a safe space with no such thing as a taboo subject. So sit back and enjoy today's episode. Oh my god, we're doing it! Okay, hi everyone, and welcome to my very first podcast episode. My name is Sissel, for those of you who don't know, and this is Sis to Sis, my new podcast. So in this episode, or should I say episode zero, I'm going to introduce all of what this podcast is going to be about. And as you heard in the intro, this is a place of zero judgments. I know that a lot of you guys who are listening to this right now, you come from my YouTube channel, so hopefully you already know a little bit about me. But for those of you who don't, or for those of you who would like to hear it all again, here it is. My name is Sissel. I'm a 22-year-old Danish girl living in South Korea right now, and I'm working as a full-time YouTuber. I also have a skincare brand that I started up earlier this year of 2020. The skincare brand is called Sint Beauty, and it is focusing on organic, cruelty-free, vegan, and healthy and ethically sourced ingredients products. I am an extremely open person, and I don't know if you can feel that from YouTube, but I don't really have the feeling of embarrassment talking about a lot of things. Honestly, feeling embarrassed is not really an emotion that I can relate a lot to. I really rarely feel it. So that's why I feel like I can talk about a lot of different subjects really freely and really comfortably. And this is not, you know, a skill that a lot of people have. So just being able to sit down here and share my openness with you guys will hopefully give you some sense of security and real girl talk here. So me actually sitting down and starting this podcast has been a dream of mine for a long time because of this extreme openness. I always wanted to make other people feel comfortable talking about things that really should not be a taboo, that is a taboo in our society. So I am so excited that we are here, and I can't wait to dig down and have a bunch of never-ending girl talks with you guys. So for this episode zero, I wanted to touch on the reason why I started this podcast and talk about how damaging these modern taboos are and how we can break out of these and start finding ourselves and our identity. Because this is eventually what I love to do. This is why I'm on YouTube. This is why I'm on Instagram. I love to share my experiences in life. And I mean, okay, mind you guys, but I'm only 22. So my experiences are limited, but I still feel like I'm in a unique situation. I grew up in a very unique way, I would say. So I might have some other output on life that you guys might not have. So let's create this whole podcast together and share about each other and learn from each other and have some really good, nice, deep talks. And hopefully my extreme openness can really create this safe zone for everyone so we can talk about everything from your period to sex to trauma to sexuality and spirituality. All of these topics that are so rooted into us, every single one of us, even though the society is telling us that it is not okay to talk about. I mean, how fucked up is that? Oh my god, did I just swear? I just swore. Wow. This is also one of the reasons why I started a podcast, because for you guys who are not very familiar with how YouTube work behind the scene or behind the screen that you guys are seeing. So my job is to be a full-time YouTuber and a full-time influencer, so to say. And working on YouTube has a lot of perks, but as soon as this becomes your main job and that you really rely on income from it, you really have to be careful with what you put on the channel and what kind of things that you talk about and how open you are. Because at the end of the day, I survive because I have advertisers and I have like sponsors who will send me stuff and then I talk about it and then, you know, that's how I earn money. But if you start to swear or you start to talk about all of these things that might be taboo, like sexuality and sex, for example, this is one of the big ones that I always wanted to talk about, but I don't feel like I can. And this is because some brands just don't want to associate themselves with this. I mean, I've been turned down by a lot of brands just because I show that I'm having a glass of wine in a video. I mean, isn't that crazy? So the person that you guys see on my YouTube channel, of course, it's me. but it's not all of me. And I want to share all of me because I feel like the rest is pretty interesting. You know, that's what makes us more real and more relatable if we can talk about all of these things to you guys. And so this is the actual goal with this podcast. I want to share everything of me. And you guys are really in for a ride because I'm really messed up. I feel like all my friends, when I say something really messed up or really, you know, kind of disgusting or very just, you know, something that I just, it was from the top of my head, then if they don't know me well, they're going to either look at me crazily because they never expected this from me, or my really close friends usually just say, wow, Cecil, if your followers knows this side of you, I mean, whoa, they're in for a shock. Because I am very straightforward, and I've honestly always been very straightforward, and I don't have a lot of shame, as I also said in the intro. And so in this podcast, you're going to hear me swear, you're going to hear me be really direct with a lot of details, both about myself, about people that I meet. I mean, obviously I'm not going to, you know, talk bad about people, but experiences and maybe some behind the scenes from my life here in Korea. And if this is your first time ever hearing my voice and you have never seen me on YouTube before, then I think I should let you know that I am currently living in Korea. And obviously this has a lot of interesting aspects that I can talk about in this podcast as well. So if you guys ever want to request a topic or send me a question that you would like me to answer in this podcast, then you can do that on my Instagram. I always read my DMs, guys, so just send me a DM. It is Cecil, S-I-S-S-E-L, underscore A-B. And no, that is not my blood type, guys. I still don't know why people think that. All of my episodes will be very much based on my own experiences in certain subjects and my own reflections on it. By the end of each episode, I think that I will have a little Q&A session with the questions you guys asked me on the Instagram to fully be able to connect with you guys, because I want this to be a podcast that we make together. And obviously, I'm sharing my view on this, but I don't want to talk about stuff that you guys actually are not interested in hearing about. Okay, honestly, that was a lie. I want to talk about everything. Let's just keep it at that. So the first thought I had of why I wanted to start this podcast is because I wanted to offer other girls the same privilege that I had growing up. Now, I mean, don't get me wrong. I grew up in Denmark, in a fully white and isolated country in Northern Europe. So I have many privileges. In fact, if I was a man, I think I would have all of them. The privilege, however, that I'm talking about is something that my parents actively chose to give me. So this is why I feel like I'm very privileged of this openness and this lack of sense of embarrassment. So let me tell you about how I grew up, because this is essential to why I am like this. So in 2009, my parents got a divorce. And I'm not talking about a divorce as something that's bad. Actually, Denmark has one of the highest divorce rates in the world. And, you know, if you think about divorce, a lot of people will think of it as a bad thing. And honestly, I don't think so. I think that if you decide to get a divorce, it is probably because you really need a goddamn divorce and that you need to move on and to prioritize your own happiness. And so this was how I learned to view the divorce later on in life. Obviously, when it happened, I was broken because I was, in 2009, I was 11 years old, I guess. I actually don't really remember much from my life before that, because I feel like a lot of my growth, obviously because I was a young teenager, but I developed insanely like a lot after this divorce. And I think it was because my parents was able to move on from each other. So let me tell you about that. After this divorce, I grew very, very close to both of my parents, but more so my mom than my dad on many levels. I was starting to become a woman, and it's always easier to talk to your mom about these things. So I was naturally growing closer to her. And I quickly found out that there was absolutely no subjects in the world that was not okay to talk about with her. I mean, I'm not over exaggerating, guys. My mom, she can talk about everything with me. And usually, you know, parents, I mean, at least from what I heard about and how my dad is a little bit, there are certain subjects that they might feel like, this is probably not appropriate to talk about with my daughter. But my mom was really not like that. We talked about everything. To just give you an example, guys, When I first started dating guys and I first started going out and, you know, maybe perhaps like, you know, I was at the age where, you know, now it's time to have sex. And so when I came home from my first date that kind of lasted, you know, a long time, and I came home really late in the evening, she was sitting by the table when I came home. And when I stepped into the room, she took up her hands and measured, and she didn't say anything. She just took up her hands and what is that called? Like waved them back and forth to indicate for the question, how big was it? That was what she was curious about. She was like, how big was the penis, Cecil? Give me the details. Like, that is how open she was. So this is what I grew up with, guys. I wasn't really having a talk about the bees and the flowers, because we just talked about, yes, the penis goes into the vagina, but you will get pregnant and you will get STDs if you don't use condom. There was no bees and flowers, guys. It was all very honest. And that is why I grew up like not really feeling embarrassing talking about this, because my parents were never embarrassed talking about it. So my mom's and I conversations are endless and they are beautiful. I really value them a lot. We would talk about anything from protection to desires to periods to sexual positions to size of boobs and penises. And it literally wouldn't matter what the subject was. She was never like, she would never show any signs of awkwardness talking about it with me. And so for someone who didn't grow up with parents like this, honestly, which probably is most of you guys, this might sound extremely uncomfortable for you. Well, I hope not, but I could definitely understand why it would. But I really truly believe that my mom's ability to be so open and truly create like a household with no taboo subjects, it has given me the chance to really develop and explore the world starting with a clean slate. I wasn't affected by her opinions or how I was molded into the world. She really just gave me all the necessary tools that I could have to be myself and to find myself and find what I liked, because I wasn't embarrassing of liking something. It wasn't embarrassing to me because it wasn't embarrassing to my mom. So I'm really honestly extremely thankful to her. She, oh man, a great woman. I love you, Mom. I'm sure you've heard about the saying that we're a product of our environment, and this means that your surroundings affect how we are. But when it comes to talking about womanhood and everything that lies behind it, I didn't have a set of rules that already affected my growth. So this also made me feel like I never had to deal with something alone or suppress a certain part of me. And everything that I was curious about, I could ask my mom, or if I felt like there was something, I don't know, if, for example, if my vagina itches, then I could honestly just go up to my mom and say, hey, Mom, so it itches a lot right now. What should I do? And it wouldn't be awkward. I mean, it shouldn't be awkward, but I know that a lot of people think that it's awkward to talk with your parents about this, but it's healthy. It's healthy to talk about itching vaginas. Yes. Yeah, this is what we're going to talk about, guys. I'm so sorry, but we are. So that is what I wanted to maybe provide the same sense of security about topics that my mom provided to me. Not saying that I want to be you guys' mom, but I'm your sis. Yes, Cecil is your sis, hopefully. In this podcast, I'm going to touch on a lot of different subjects, guys, and sometimes that involves religion or culture. And I just want to tell you guys that in no way throughout this podcast and future episodes am I ever going to tell you guys what is right and what is wrong when it comes to religion and when it comes to culture, because we all grew up different ways. Just because I grew up in Denmark with the culture that I did, and that I grew up in an atheist household, it's not my place to sit and like and tell you guys that religion or culture should be changed because that's how you develop or find yourself. I mean, this is not what it is. So rather than telling what is right and wrong, I just want to have conversations. I just want to explore every single corner of every single subject and be comfortable talking about it. And then we can have a conversation afterwards, either on Instagram or throughout the next episode, we can like recap what we talked about and I can hear some of you guys' opinions. I would love to do that because I want to make a, I want to do a conversation. Sometimes I am going to record myself just like I am right now, where I can just sit and talk to you guys of whatever is on my heart. And other times I might sit and talk and have a conversation with my friends. Here in Korea, I have a lot of really interesting people from all around the world, which will definitely make this conversation a lot more interesting sometimes. So I'm already planning on doing a drunken episode with Angelina, my good friend Angelina Danilova, and our other friend Estelle. We definitely want to sit and have a good talk about dating life in Korea. That could be really interesting, I feel like. So at any time that you guys have any suggestions, then like feel free to let me know. And so guys, I really hope that with this podcast we can break down some taboo subjects together and make them comfortable to talk about. And even if you guys are not feeling ready to talk about stuff, I really hope that just listening to someone who is open about these things can maybe help you. That is everything that I want to achieve with this, and I am so excited to get started, really. But for those of you who might not know what a taboo is, I mean, it's a valid question, right? I didn't know what it was, and especially because I'm not a native English speaker, so I definitely had to translate that. Generally speaking, a taboo is a stigma to a certain subject or word that makes it either socially wrong or embarrassing for people to talk about. So when I think of women, which this podcast is mostly, you know, for us women and to have a little bit of a sisterhood together here, a really common taboo subject could be menstruation, your period, aka the blood that comes out of your vagina every single month. Ladies, it's beautiful, it's a cycle, and this is definitely a subject that I want to talk about sometime and tell you guys about like my whole journey with finding comfort in my period, actually. Half of the world's population has a period, and yet it's somehow still a disgusting and unclean subject for many, which, I mean, both for guys and for girls. I mean, girls are just as embarrassing about it as guys are embarrassing about it to talk about, and this is so sad. Like, that topics like this are taboo, and people don't feel comfortable talking about it. It's, man, I want to cry. Like, it's a beautiful thing. So yeah, guys, wow, I can't believe I'm sitting here in front of my computer with my new beautiful mic that I've had for 2 months and I still haven't used it until today. So yeah, I hope everything like sounds good, and I hope that you are just as excited as I am right now to get started with this podcast. Of course, if you have any sort of feedback, let me know sound-wise, quality-wise, whatever you would like. I'm always open to improving. And yeah, I hope that we can improve together throughout this journey that will both like make you guys know me better, but hopefully also just feel a sense of community and safe space here, because that is everything that I want to achieve. Wow, I'm so excited. And I was really nervous before we started this, and I'm not really a person who gets nervous. Like, guys, even before my exams and such, I would never get nervous back in school. But this is somehow like, because, you know, now I suddenly have the platform to share a lot of things about me that will probably divide the waters a bit. I mean, the more you give of you, the more people are going to have opinions about you. And I think after this podcast, I'm pretty sure there are some people who will never want to listen to me again. But the people who do want to listen to me are definitely people who I would love to have in my circle. Like, you know what I mean? This is the people that you want to keep. The episodes are going to come whenever I feel like they should come. So since I have the full-time job as a YouTuber and a skincare entrepreneur on the side, this is going to be a little bit of a thing that when I have the energy, when I'm in the mood and I can feel like there is something that drags me to this little mic here so I can talk to you guys, in that moment, then I'm going to record something and put it up. Obviously, I want to put it up as often as I can, but yeah, if you follow me on Instagram, you will keep being updated when I post something new on these podcast platforms. So to begin with, I can't wait to meet you again in season 1, episode 1 of Sis to Sis. Thank you guys so much for joining me. Can't wait to see you again. Or wait. Oh, that's such a YouTube thing to say. I can't wait to listen with you again. Oh, it really does not make any sense. Anyways, guys, see you next time. Bye. Thank you.